This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops and tanks moved deeper into northern Gaza Monday, expanding their military presence in the Palestinian enclave amid international calls for civilians to be protected. VOA's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says the conflict may be shifting into a long ground invasion.
Hamas has a network of underground tunnels. They're holding 239 Israeli hostages. And that conflict, if they really want to continue to fight Hamas and to eradicate Hamas, as Israeli officials say, is going to take probably several months.
Gaza has received the largest aid shipment so far as desktop 8,000 and Israel widens military offensive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza on Sunday in the largest aid convoy since the war between Israel and Hamas began. But humanitarian workers say the assistance still falls desperately short of needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses to take flour and basic hygiene products. Israel's allowed only a trickle of aid in so far. The trucks carried water, food and medicine, entering the only border crossing from Egypt. After visiting the Rafah crossing, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court called the suffering of civilians profound and said he'd not been able to enter Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As the fighting continued, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned a quote-unquote cruel psychological propaganda video released Monday by Hamas militants showing three hostages abducted during the October 7th attack on Israel. Israel says Hamas abducted more than 230 hostages and killed 1,400 people. Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry